What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday. Asked about the plan for tomorrow's preseason game. Keith and I gave you what to watch for in just 60 seconds for the preseason opener tomorrow night. If you missed any of that, Odyssey app, use the rewind feature. You can go back and listen to our On the Clock segment, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Do you think May plays tomorrow? Let's start with that.
Yes, I do.
How much?
One series.
That's it.
Yeah, that's my guess. You know, it's tough. I heard Wiggy talking about this. Even though they've gone to three preseason games for a number of years now, it's still hard to like wrap your mind around how certain teams treat them. You know, it used to be like, all right, that third preseason game you play the most. The fourth one you probably don't play at all. First one maybe get like a taste and whatever. But you have four games to figure out.
I would say it's like a rough shorthand. In the old four-game format, it was typically quarterback plays a quarter, or starters play a quarter, starters play a half. Maybe they play into the third
first
quarter.
Series of the second half, maybe, and then
and
like
then
not at all.
Fourth depending. Game, they don't play at all.
Yeah, so this one, I don't know. I mean, joint practices, I think, went well, but it's a new offensive coordinator and a new offense for Drake May, a lot of new teammates. So if you put all that together, that feels like a guy that you at least want to get some reps. Now, if it's a three and out punt and you're like, you take him out, that's kind of a letdown. But I bet he does play. That'd be my guess. Plays a little bit. I think Morgan Moses is kind of an interesting one because you don't want to put your starting quarterback out there with like a second or third rate offensive line. You know, like,
so those are the guys who I'm like, all right, if Diggs and Moses and Davis don't play, fine. They're already being managed. May should play.
Yeah, he should.
Even if it's just a series, I'd probably lean more towards two. Like, I think the joint practices are more important than a preseason game because you can control it. You know everybody's out there. I have no idea what Dan Quinn and Washington are going to do tomorrow. But I think you can't just give Drake May zero preseason reps and expect him to be ready to go week one.
Yeah, I agree. I'd like to see him.
You can't do that. He needs some preseason. So a series or two tomorrow night, a quarter plus, maybe even a half in game two, he doesn't need to play in the third preseason game, but he needs some reps in the preseason. As a guy who's started half a season and won one real game in the NFL. He needs reps. I'm not telling you he needs a million reps. He needs to play the whole night tomorrow, but he needs a series or two, and then he needs more than that in the game against the Vikings in the second week of the preseason.
Because you only have at most three chances prior to the opener against Vegas where you get to run through the whole thing. You have Josh McDaniels in your headset, calling plays, all that kind of thing, and reenacting that. So as good as joint practices are, and they are, and we were even saying yesterday, like joint practices you can get a lot out of because you can really manage that, and you can get the reps that you want to get. But there is something about just getting out there for a game series, and I think that's probably all it'll be. And also, like, because if you don't play Moses and Diggs, too, it's like, all right, you don't. And if the right tackle is a little leaky, let's say, you don't want May out there for too many of those reps either.
It's fair.
But, I mean, if it's Campbell, Wilson, Onwenu, and Bradbury, is that a bee in here?
I don't know.
We're just talking about bees?
That's something. It's not a moth. I don't know what it is. It just landed on the light behind you. What is that?
No, but I think he should go. I mean, and also, oh, that's like a flying ant.
Okay, great. It's not a bee.
No.
It is so we not have the Ant-Man in the wasp.
It's not
huh?
a. It's not a radioactive wasp.
He went
confident
right to
that
light.
Yeah, he did.
He likes that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think guys that aren't going to play would be Gonzalez, probably Davis, probably Moses, probably Diggs.
Yeah, I doubt, based on the way they managed him yesterday, I doubt Diggs.
Just the way you see these guys sort of in and out. Everybody else, though, is out there for most of the stuff.
So I will say this. We just got a text. Was Shimes lead about Joe Milton today? I heard him defending his
Well, because there are a lot of highlights coming out of Cowboys camp.
Oh, is that where that came from?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe he brought it up because of that, but I've seen on Twitter a lot of, you know, Milton making these ridiculous throws. I mean, it's camp. You don't know what all the defensive players are and everything else, well, but I guess Milton looks pretty good.
Here's all I was going to say. For tomorrow night, we should all be able to agree on this. No Joe Milton makes the preseason way less interesting. Like last year, I was tuned in for almost the entire preseason game. I didn't really want to watch Jacoby Brissett, but I was curious how it looked when the starters were out there. Then May would come in, and that's when it really mattered. You really wanted to see how Drake May looked in the preseason. And then Milton would finish out the game, and you're like, I'm kind of interested in him, too.
Check this guy out.
It was like a pretty good watch and a pretty entertaining product on some level. Like, I had an interest throughout the entire game is what I mean. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be interested for a series or two. I don't really care about Dobbs. Maybe I'll watch some of that. And by the time they get to Dice's guy, Wooly.
Yeah, Wooly. Mammoth.
So something we should all agree with. Yeah, when the Wooly Mammoth gets in there, I'm out. Yeah. Something we should all agree with, whether you wanted Joe Milton, whether you didn't want Joe Milton, whether you believe in him, whether you don't, whether you think they should have gotten more in the trade, et cetera. Something we can all agree on, I think, is he would have made tomorrow night a little more interesting, because after May gets out of the game, it's kind of a tune-out.
No, it's real bad.
If he even plays.
Because couldn't you see a scenario where Dobbs like finishes the first quarter, maybe a little bit of the second quarter, and it's like over a half of Ben Woolridge, who doesn't even get that many reps in practice.
No.
Like, when they, like yesterday, for example.
Which tells me he's going to play a crap ton in the game.
Yeah. But then it's like, ugh. Like, it might be Sam Hartman versus Ben Woolridge for a long part of the game. And then it's sort of like, all right, how do some of these receivers stand out? Like, how does Javon Baker or Jalen Polk, who's desperately trying to make the team, how do they even do that with Wooly?
Yeah, I'll catch the highlights of those guys the next day. I'm probably not sticking around for
that. But in Dallas, Joe Milton will probably get a lot of run in those games, and that will be fun to watch. Now, I don't think he's going to be this great NFL quarterback or anything like that.
I mean, neither.
It'll be fun to watch.
My only stance on Milton, I get painted as like a big Joe Milton guy. My only stance on him ever is if I wasn't going to get a good return, then I wasn't going to move him. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't think he's better than Drake May. I also don't think he's the problem some people are building him up to be, although he did have that questionable comment once he got to Dallas about Dax taking him under his wing, and we know how that goes in the other building.
Right.
Where I was. But no,
They play Saturday, the Cowboys.
I just wanted an actual return for him, not another late-round pick. That was my only stance on that. Is this a typo?
Maybe.
The text line says, you have a flant in the studio?
Flying ant.
But yeah, but is that shorthand for a flying ant, a flant?
People who know bugs.
It says run for your lives, all caps.
Well, maybe, hopefully it's not. Oh, he left.
I don't know where, we've lost sight of him, actually. I don't know where he went. Do you ingest him by accident?
I haven't eaten him. Hopefully he's not radioactive.
Circling back to the Patriots, though, tomorrow. It was definite arrow up on the offense.
Oh, yeah.
I think 4A day, and it's all it was. It was just a joint practice. Jaden Daniels on one field, Drake May on another. But for a day, Drake May outperformed Jaden Daniels yesterday.
Yeah.
And I want to see that carry over, however much they're both on the field, if they're even both on the field tomorrow night. I want to see that carry over to tomorrow night, because it is arrow up for the offense.
No, it definitely is. I think in the case of Jaden Daniels, he didn't really try to do a whole lot, didn't look bad. It was just a lot of short passes. So the completion percentage was high, but didn't really do a whole lot with it. And then the final drill where they had 25 yards to go in 45 seconds, they didn't score. You know, they fourth down, incomplete pass into the end zone. So, like, the defense did a pretty good job on Jaden Daniels. Drake May had a fantastic day up until the interception.
Yep.
So if you want to grade, you can't ignore that. I did throw a pick in that same drill that we're talking about with Jaden Daniels. But prior to that, he only had, I think it was one incomplete pass that wasn't a drop. So only, like, one either bad throw or throwaway or whatever. Like, so he was good and, like, was spreading it out to all different receivers. And, I was impressed because the last couple of times he had a chance to go up against the defense as live as they're going to let them go, it wasn't great. The scrimmage on Friday in the stadium against themselves, and then the Monday practice, you're like, ugh, they didn't really do much.
They couldn't.
Like 3 of 10 in the red zone.
They couldn't do anything. Now, in fairness, when Jaden Daniels got out there yesterday and they were in the same hurry-up session at the end, ball at the 25, 45 seconds, running clock, I think they each had a timeout. That's where May threw the pick, deflected ball off Bobby Wagner to Sandra still. But Jaden Daniels couldn't get in the end zone against that defense either. So maybe, look, maybe the Patriots defense, even without Gonzalez and Carlton Davis, will be a little better than we thought. Maybe. I'll allow for that. Yeah. That's something I'd like to see tomorrow, too.
Has a chance to be real good, though, with those guys.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. But, like, DJ James has made plays all camp.
Double A.
Double A on the other side. Alex Austin making plays.
Sure does.
And so, yeah, I think there's I thought it was a bad sign that Drake May and the offense on Monday couldn't do anything against that defense without Gonzo and Carlton Davis out there. Maybe they're making more plays. Yeah. They looked pretty good, I think, yesterday against Jaden Daniels. So those are all things to look for on Friday night in the preseason opener. Brian's in the car on the Joe Milton discussion. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, so what I don't understand is Joe Milton, he looked really good in preseason last year, just making throws and all that. But what happened is that last game of the season, he did exactly what everybody wanted him to do. So why for a $1 million this year wouldn't you have him as a backup?
Okay, I think the answer would be he was a problem in the locker room, or my spin on that would be Drake May didn't want him around because Drake May thought he was a threat. But yeah, I think though something like that. It wasn't about his play. It wasn't about his salary. It was about either May was threatened or he was a distraction or something to do with that relationship. Yeah. As Reese put it, they cleared the decks for Drake May to be the quarterback. To clear the decks, you had to get him out of there.
Yeah, because something clearly happened, and you know, maybe did his personality change or just became more at the center of attention? Because you remember the famous quote that we played a million times after the game against the Bills was Robert Kraft saying, maybe we have two quarterbacks, which, you know, Vrabel and McDaniels weren't there at the time, but I'm guessing Drake May, Josh McDaniels, and Mike Vrabel are like, no, we don't. We have
Joe Milton was like,
yeah, we do. Who's with me? And like, no, you don't want to do that. Because I'm with you. Like, I would say you want as much competition as you possibly can. You want the best players that you could possibly have. But listening to Wiggy this morning, the one guy that's been in the NFL locker room, he was saying, not really at that position. Like, you want, like, the clear-cut guy. You obviously want the other players to prepare for when it's their turn, right? Like, at some point, Josh Dobbs might have to get thrown into a game. He better be prepared to do that. But he's not showing up each day being like, I'm going to win this job. And then, like, looking over at his teammates being like, I'll get you the ball, unlike Drake May. Like, you don't want your offense to get torn into two teams.
Correct. That's exactly it. We saw that with May and
Mac Jones and Zappe.
Thank you, Mac and Zappe.
As bad as those two were, you did have that.
No, but that's an example of why you don't want competition, because if it is a competition, you probably don't have anybody.
Right, at that position, right? Like, competition at running back, competition at wide receiver, competition at tackle. And like,
I think ideally, and this is what Bill did try to do, and I disagree with Wiggy slightly on this. Wiggy's like, well, they never brought in competition for Brady until Garoppolo at the end. Well, no. They tried to do it way earlier than that.
They did a couple of two third-round picks, a fourth-round pick.
They were constantly drafting quarterbacks to come in and quote-unquote compete with Brady. And so
the difference would be they weren't in the same draft class
exactly.
as him.
If Drake May's a little more established, you know, Drake May's 4 or 5 years under his belt, I don't think it's bad business to use the third-round pick on a quarterback to try to come in and maybe compete and light a fire under Drake May and keep pushing him. But right, two guys in the same class – where you could be drawing lines within a locker room. Like, I agree that's not ideal, but I think Drake May was conscious of it too. I don't exempt Drake May from that. I'm sure May, and you make a great point about the Kraft comment, I think May was probably a little threatened by it, so they got him out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I don't know, because there were some of those reports too about like his maturity level and everything else, and I was like, I don't know. I just, it was kind of a red flag when we didn't hear about any of that until right at the end. And you're like, all right, now we're trying to blame Joe Milton for something? Like,
right. The same people who are like, Joe Milton was a problem when there was zero reporting about that are the same people who are like, oh, the Red Sox are just smear campaigning people on the way out the door. They smear campaign Joe Milton, I think.
It was insane, though, that you let a coach that you were about to fire coach the final game and try to win, and you played Joe Milton, and you let him just play his ass off against fourth stringers on the other side, and you let him win the game, and then you get rid of both guys, and it costs you Abdul Carter. Like, that part is still, like, that'll never sit well with me.
No, that was, that's not how you manage the final week of the year. That's not
a tough go.
I think that's fair to say. Tim is in Brockton. Hello, Tim.
Hey, so side note, the whole Jaden Daniel versus Drake May headline, like, he outperformed. Cool, but the practice squads and stuff really don't matter. He played in the playoffs. And second thing,
oh,
I
hang
really
on, Tim, it wasn't
out.
Against a practice squad. It was against Marshawn Lattimore and Bobby Wagner.
No, they were all out there. Hold on, but hypothetically speaking, if Jerod Mayo stays here next year, do you think Joe Milton's gone? Why was Drake May so comfortable going to Vrabel instead of asking Mayo before? Why now?
Okay.
Well, so we don't even know if that happened.
Drake May go to Mike Vrabel and say get rid of him? Whereas did Tom Brady go to Robert Kraft and say get rid of Garoppolo? That I feel like has almost been confirmed. This other thing, we don't know. It's speculation.
Yeah, my guess is they wouldn't trade a young, cost-controlled quarterback who showed something in the NFL unless the starter said didn't feel comfortable with
it. Well, he's really not that young.
Okay, but
you're a college guy. Okay, but in college.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. But you know what I mean? I mean, he's probably Jaden Daniels' age. Is Jaden Daniels young?
But I also think it could be as much a McDaniels-Vrabel input as well. And Drake May agrees with it, but I don't know if he was like the center of it. I could see those other guys being like, we don't need to deal with it. Like, this is this guy's team. It's not going to be up for debate. And then we move on from it. And you can argue whether it's the right or the wrong decision, but it was from one of those guys. And also, like, I don't think we need to clarify this. Jaden Daniels, to me, greater than Drake May.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
yeah.
For what they had them do, Drake May was better.
Yeah.
But that was just yesterday.
And also, I don't rule out that May long-term could be better than Daniels. I don't know that I bet on that today, but like I don't rule that out at all. Daniels had a better rookie year. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to have the better career. So, I'm not writing off Drake May for beating out Jaden Daniels. But right now, who do you take first? You take Daniels over May. Duh.
Yeah.
But yesterday, May outplayed him. I think all of those things can be true.
Yep.
Here we go.
Also, Joe Milton, 8 months older than Jaden Daniels. He's already 25.
Okay. I'm just saying, is Jaden Daniels
also old guy? Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is not
young. A lot of doctors coming into the league. These guys are in college forever.
All I'm saying, if you're going to say Joe Milton's old, then you got to call Daniels old. That's all I'm saying.
I did call Daniels old. So
okay. Well, then there, you're consistent.
Bo Nix is like, yeah, see?
He might be the youngest one of the group.
He might be. Text here, guys, if Milton was so good, why was he a sixth rounder? You want to handle that one, Keith?
We don't think he's that good.
Okay, but I'm just saying. Guys,
Tom Brady was a sixth round
pick.
Thank
you. Guys, if you want to use that logic, we can apply that to Brady.
No, we talk ourselves into submission with this, but Joe Milton might not be that good. Is he better than Ben Woolridge? Is he better than Josh Dobbs, maybe? I mean, maybe that's more of the debate. And could he be on this team?
You also didn't have to trade him for, again, was it a fifth rounder? Was it a sixth rounder? I don't remember.
I forget. Was it a pick
nothing.
Swap? It wasn't much.
I think it was a pick swap. And so that would be my, if somebody gave you a third rounder for him, I would have traded him in a heartbeat. I wasn't saying don't trade him. I was just saying don't give him away. They gave him away. Here you go. This is a good one, too. Are you fools at EEI who think Milton should have been gone?
Whoa.
Will you be regretting your words when he becomes a better quarterback than Drake May? Yeah, I would regret that.
If he's
a better quarterback than Drake May, yes, I would regret all of that.
Shame
yes.
on us.
Yeah, big time.
Shame on us for sure.
We are the fools at EEI, if that's the case.
If he doesn't, will you have shame for sending in that text?
Nah, something tells me.
Probably not.
Something tells me.
I'll move on.
I'll just move on to the next topic. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number to get in touch with WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Grab Bag.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for Grab Bag.
Certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, no Sox game tonight. They flew out last night, landed around 3 a.m. our time? Padres time. Maybe Padres time. They got a series starting tomorrow.
They're already there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they flew out after last night.
I didn't know that. Did Kennedy say that? I heard Kennedy kind of talking about a flight. I guess I was half listening, but Kennedy was talking about a flight. I guess I didn't realize that.
Late one, they were like, hopefully we don't hit any turbulence like we did before.
Good celebration. Kat likes that celebration.
You like that one?
Yeah, I said Kat likes it. That's not my favorite.
Kat doesn't like the Jaren Duran celebration? No.
If we were going to power rank, maybe tier Red Sox celebrations, that one's number one with a bullet.
Jaren Duran's risque celebration one.
Sure.
Maybe
nothing better.
They do like a Doctor Strange one where they do like the portals thing or whatever. I do that one.
I like the one last year where they were kind of like,
big grizzly bears.
Real fierce. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
The Turbulence one's not bad.
That's good.
Turbulence one is
fun. It's not my favorite.
They have a new shirt out, right? Turbulence with the Wally hat on it?
Again, I heard Greg ask on Wiggy's behalf about a t-shirt, but I have not seen those with my own eyes.
Are they giving away free stuff?
Yeah, well.
Are they giving away free
stuff? Wiggy was asking. I know you were.
I'm curious.
You perk up at that.
I'm curious as to what's going on there. But yeah, no Sox tonight. So the seven-game heater came to an end, but we got a
time to
nothing tonight.
Time to catch up on the challenge or whatever else. Challenge, it's a good night to do that.
Or I have a movie for you.
Oh.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch a grab bag. I know not everybody has got a grab bag like me.
All right. There's a movie streaming right now on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
And I say this with every bit of sincerity, not hyperbole. Decent chance it's the worst movie ever made.
Wow.
You can't just throw that around. I got to talk to Davey. We might do a whole dork podcast on it. It's called War of the Worlds. I had mentioned this the other day that it was streaming, and going to watch it. I watched it. So Ice Cube, Eva Longoria, the former Mrs. Tony Parker.
Hey now.
Hello. loosely based off of.
I mean, it's a good start.
Very loosely based off.
Very loose.
The H.G. Wells novel from the late 1800s, War of the Worlds. There's been many adaptations, including the Tom Cruise joint in like 20 years ago, which was pretty good.
Never saw that one.
All right, I didn't say that you did.
Just letting you know.
So this is about watching it.
This is
90 minutes in and out, and it is comically bad. It feels like Ice Cube is either reading the script for the first time, or they're just like off air giving him the line, and then he's repeating it. That's what it seems like for most of the movie. It's nice. Also done almost entirely from his point of view through the computer. It's like Zoom.
I love Zoom.
Who
doesn't like Zoom?
You like FaceTime and Zoom? That's what he's doing. He's on his computer for most of it. There's a sick alien attack going on. We don't really see much of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nick was telling me it was it's War of the Worlds viewed through a Teams meeting.
War of the Worlds Teams meeting. That's a good breakdown.
A lot of good product placement, I heard.
Tremendous product placement. Yeah. The final half hour is a commercial for Amazon. So I was like, this is unbelievable. I'm like, this is bad. Because some of the early reviews were like, this is like the worst movie of all time.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it. I'm like, yeah, it's not good.
And then, like, the last half hour, you're like, oh, yeah, this
okay,
might be.
So you must have, not to put you on the spot, but you must have a strong opinion on, prior to seeing this, what is the worst movie, if it's not this, that you've ever seen?
That I've ever seen?
Like, what are some of the comic
Fear.com.
Okay.
So Fear.com was a horror movie that came out, like, 2002, maybe?
What?
Terrible.
Didn't they make a movie about one that was so bad recently?
Like, I think they made a movie on The Room.
Yeah.
So The Room.
That's like a cult classic.
Yeah, that. So, right. That's a tough one to gauge because it is, like, enjoyable to watch because it's so bad. Like,
yeah.
So Ed Wood was a director back in the day, and then Tim Burton made a movie with Johnny Depp as Ed Wood, and he was known as the worst director of all time. But if you watch his movies, they're kind of, like, funny.
Yeah.
And maybe they're not meant to be funny, but, like, this isn't enjoyable.
This doesn't give you any
of
that.
No, this isn't like that.
Huh.
The Joker sequel is also one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Folie à Deux.
So this is close?
This is close. This might be the worst movie, I think, since we've been reviewing the Dork Podcast.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot with the Mount Rushmore there, but okay. Go.
Fear.com. Yeah. Madam Web's pretty bad. That's okay. A recent one. Yeah, this War of the Worlds is a train wreck.
Okay.
Although, Nick, you said there was one you saw worse this year?
Yeah, but I would rather watch War of the Worlds again than that Batista in the Lost Lands movie again.
Got it. I've not seen
that. They're both equally bad, but I would
rather
watch
up.
Me and Nick are tied right now.
I was literally just going to say this. Me and Billy just couldn't have rolled our eyes harder when we heard this, but the two of you were like, how many movies have you seen this year? You're both like 49.
49
you've
movies.
You've seen 49 films.
Well, that have come out this year.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Not like total. That's just that of 2025 releases. We've seen 49.
You
got
to get watch the Batista one to pass them.
No, monkey.
I told Keith he shouldn't watch it because he uses snakes as a weapon.
Snakes as a weapon, like this lady in Hadley that was using a beehive as a weapon.
That was just a tactic for Nick to not let you catch
up. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I can't use that
I see
one.
What Nick's doing.
That's fair.
Grabby, grabby bag, where are you? You're on Jones and Keith, yeah.
Little League Baseball tonight.
It's everywhere right now. It's all over
the screen
right
now. People are talking about it. To decide who's going to Williamsport, it'll be Braintree, Massachusetts versus Bedford, New Hampshire.
Is that why Terp's not here today? Terp's on the road with Braintree? Is that what's going on?
Here's my old man take on this.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, you're not going to like this.
Oh, no, Keith.
Congratulations are in order.
These are children.
These are kids. I know, they're young kids. What? Congratulations are in order to whoever wins this.
Uh-huh.
In my time, Jones, back in my day.
Yeah.
Do you know how many American teams?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yeah. Do you know how many American teams used to go to the Little League World Series?
8.
4.
That's
Seven.
It?
7!
Yeah, 4. So there was a team, I think it was 2 years after I was playing for Goffstown as an all-star brag.
Yeah.
2 years
later. Sick brag, bro.
Field was right by the popcorn stand.
Yeah, so it was like 2 years after. They lost in the East Regional to Toms River, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Then,
powerhouse.
So then a couple years later.
The Todd father, Todd Frazier.
Another kid, we knew kids that lost to Danny Almonte the year that he was, like 14 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The year before that, they actually beat him when he was 13 playing. He was playing, he was a year older, and they beat him in the East Region. So they used to have to play, like, the Bronx, Staten Island, Toms River, just to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Then they scrapped that. They're like, we're going to add more teams to the League World Series. Then there was a true, like, New England Regional. So every year, so for a while, you would have no New England teams. Because you'd always lose to New York or New Jersey.
So when you were a child, New England wasn't its own region.
Right.
Got it. I didn't realize that. Okay.
So you would eventually like keep playing. You'd win your state. You'd keep moving on or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then now, so then they changed it. And every year a New England team would go, which is great. So you take the 6 states. Somebody moves on. I was looking at this today. I don't know how long they've been doing it. There's even more teams.
Oh, boy.
This regional isn't even all of New England. I don't think Connecticut and Rhode Island are in this region.
Oh, boy.
It's like Mass, New Hampshire, Vermont and Maine. So no wonder it's New Hampshire Mass in the finals. Of course it's New Hampshire Mass.
Yeah, Vermont sports are not overly strong. Unless we're talking like cross-country skiing, Vermont not a strong state when it comes to sports.
I think it's like 10 American teams now make it.
Wow.
That's insanity. So at one out of every 5 states, doing my math, gets to go to the Little League World Series?
That sounds about right.
That's insane.
Vermont's still not going anytime soon.
Oh, my God.
Whatever gets Vermont to one of these, I'm in.
But good luck to Bedford, New Hampshire. One of our rivals growing up.
Okay.
Grab bag.
All right. Here we go. Football tonight. Preseason action. You have 3 games. Colts, Ravens, Bengals, Eagles, Raiders, Seahawks.
Bengals-Eagles, that'd be a good regular season game.
Yeah, that one's not on NFL Network. The other two are. So okay. Colts-Ravens at 7, you can watch it on the TV, Raiders-Seahawks.
I might watch those. I thought Travis Hunter's not playing tonight. I guess he's playing this weekend both ways. I thought
that was the next item I had on Saturday.
I thought it was tonight. I'm sorry.
Swiping from the grab bag. Sorry. On Saturday, Travis Hunter, the Jaguars host the Steelers, and they are saying he's going to play both ways.
Oh, I thought that was tonight. My mistake.
That's on Saturday.
Got it.
It's on Saturday.
I will watch that.
Trying to strike a chord and it's probably a
grab bag.
How about this? The Toronto Blue Jays, who the Red Sox are trying to chase down in the division, this just played a three-game series with the Colorado Rockies.
Good team.
Yeah. Yesterday, they won 20-1. In the series, the Blue Jays scored 45 runs, and they had 63 hits. They had 63 hits in a series.
I cashed a Vladdy homer on a Dinger Tuesday.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it was low odds is what it was.
Wow.
Rockies are now down to a scoring differential of minus 316.
Good Lord.
On the year. Good Lord. Still almost two full months
to
go.
Yeah. Not bad. Oh, a texter says, as a New Hampshire former Little Leaguer out of Manchester, I could never root for Bedford. You have to agree. Yeah, you're right. I wouldn't want to, but I'm not going to root for Massachusetts either.
Yeah, don't you have to put your state pride in front of everything else?
Yeah. I always root for Goffstown, but then after that, I guess I would have to go Bedford, right? Over Braintree?
You have to.
Have to.
It's for the old man.
Well, yeah.
It always is. The late old man.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Going to give it away. Abracadabra. Let Jones and Keith reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keith heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
A lot of controversy about smelling salts. Initially, the word was they were going to be banned. So in the NFL, a lot of guys like a little pick-me-up, and they do smelling salts. George Kittle was so upset. He says he takes them, do you take them, use them, do them? I don't know.
Drop them. I think you drop them.
Drop them.
I think you drop a smelling salt. Yeah, yeah.
So he drops smelling salts every drive.
Yeah.
Batman.
Yeah. Every drive.
Every single drive.
Every drive?
So I was like, I removed him from my fantasy draft list. I was like, no smelling salts. Kittle's going to stink. I crossed him right off. I was like, can't take him.
I better reach for Brock Bowers. I'm not waiting for George Kittle.
Baker Mayfield did an interview, I believe, with Kay Adams and was like, yeah, this is going to be a problem. He's like, I'm all about smelling salts. I need a little.
That checks out.
He's like, I might have to bring my own juice or something, he said.
Yeah.
So these maniacs are all on smelling salts. Apparently now, though, they've made a change. And if it's BYO smelling salts, you can do it.
Yeah, BYOSS. Can't be the least. Yeah.
BYOSS.
Yep.
BYO.
Bios.
Bios. I think bring your own smelling salts in the NFL. So if you have
Harold
your own
Dean said when he was
Michigan. So BYOSS. So Baker Mayfield, George Kittle, everybody else that's addicted to it can bring them.
Howard Dean? Howard Dean.
Howard Dean.
Yeah, I said Harold.
He was
Dean.
The favorite.
Howard Dean.
The second he did that, he was the favorite. Yeah.
When it comes to these smelling salts.
Yeah.
I guess they mask concussion symptoms.
Yeah.
And so that's why they're getting rid of them. But no, you just bring your own. You just big bag of smelling salts. You show it to the game.
I got them, guys. Like, what's the difference? I don't get it. That's what they're doing.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful grab bag.
Big WNBA. Thanks, Howard.
It was a platform of bring your own smelling salts is what it was.
Big WNBA trade, Jones. I want to get your grade on this for both teams.
Okay, good. Yeah.
The Washington Mystics have traded Aliyah Edwards to the Connecticut Sun in exchange for J.C. Sheldon and the right to swap first-round picks in 2026.
Okay, so I would say
minus.
Yeah, I would say bad deal for the Mystics. You don't want to be acquiring any Connecticut Sun players. So that's a D+.
Paliuka has got to be pissed.
I think for the Sun, good move.
Good move for the Sun?
Good move for Pags, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
99 restaurants. Always a
grab bag.
Are the Red Sox currently in first place?
No.
No,
they're moving in the wrong direction, actually. Yeah. But Toronto's not playing the Rockies forever.
That's true. Great point.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to grab. Dun, 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 dun. I want to grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Okay. Well, let's see. Yesterday, the San Francisco Giants
They won.
Won their game.
Yep.
They beat the Pirates 4-2 was the final score. Devers was the DH, 0-2, did have a couple of walks, though. Hitting 225.
Giants are back over 500.
Hell yeah, Giants.
58-57. They're 17-26 with Devers, averaging exactly 4 runs a game.
Good stuff.
He's 225 with a 715 OPS, 5 homers, 20 ribeye steaks.
All right, not bad. Yeah,
not good. Every day a new surprise. In the bag like starry skies. Baseball Randall's here to play. Bringing mediocrity for the day. A man feels good to be a grab bag. Mystery bags in a sports tray. Keith and Joel, they lead the way. In a world where bags are grabbed. Lose an X, let's take a peek. Could be anyone this week. Rob Deer, Rob Bennett, Rob Deer, Rob Deer. All football, baseball, hockey news. A fun-filled corner. All right, let's find out who the best Major League Baseball performer was from Wednesday, August 6th. Was it Davis Schneider? 3-for-7, 2 home runs, 4 RBI, 2 runs scored. Was it Junior Caminero? 2-for-4, 2 home runs, 3 RBI. Was it Ty France? 4-for-4, RBI, 4 runs scored. Was it Josh Naylor?
Yeah.
Hardly newer. 2-for-3, home run, 2 RBI, a run, and 2 swipes.
Yeah.
Was it Gavin Williams? 8 2/3, 1 run, 6 Ks.
He almost had a no-hitter. The one run was broke up his no-hitter.
He did have 4 walks, though.
Yeah, well, I said no-hitter.
Struggled with the command.
Yeah.
Could not get the complete game. Or was it Kevin Gausman? 7 innings, 1 run, 8 Ks.
I'm going Josh Naylor. Ken came in just going on and on about this guy earlier today.
Josh Naylor is having a nice little go, isn't he?
I think he was onto something.
All right, that's fine.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're going with an outfielder, specifically right fielder, which is fitting because he would hit right and throw right.
Good.
So just think right. Everything easy, right with this guy.
Easy to keep track of.
He played for 5 major league teams in his 12-year career.
Okay.
Played for the Reds, Nationals, Indians, Marlins, and Yankees. Mm-hmm. He was never an all-star, although he did have a third-place finish in the Rookie of the Year.
Oh, wow. What year was that?
2002 with Cincinnati.
Okay.
High water mark, though, was 2006.
Homabush?
Who's it?
Homabush?
No, good guess. No. 24 home runs was his high water mark, 86 RBI, and an 830 OPS in 2006 when he played for both the Reds and the Nationals. This man has 121 career home runs, okay. Only 33 career steals.
What year did he play for the Yankees?
Played for the Yankees in 2010. 2010. Don't think he ever played in the postseason.
You tell me if I'm bending any rule. Was this guy a massive prospect? I'm trying to think of his name. Was he like a big-time prospect coming up?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, he was a first-round pick, 7th overall by the Reds. I thought his numbers, because I remember, but I thought he would have had maybe 1 All-Star, but he did
nicknames?
Not. No. I can't think of this guy's name, but I'm going to hear it. No, this is
no nicknames. I'm no cheating. Credited nicknames.
I'm cheating and looking.
Yep.
Oh, well, this is not who I was thinking. Is it Austin Kearns?
He got it!
That's not who I was thinking.
Austin Kearns!
Who the hell was I thinking of? So Austin Kearns?
Austin Kearns!
Yes.
Yeah, Austin Kearns. He's the guy. Yeah, came onto the scene pretty good. Third in the Rookie of the Year that year in 2002.
Real strong.
Who did he lose to? Let's see. Jason Jennings and Brad Wilkerson. Damn, just wasted 2 more random players.
Those are out. No, there was one guy Jay Bruce is 100% who I was thinking of.
Bruce.
I was trying
good.
To come up with Jay Bruce. That's the name I was trying to think of. Thank you, text line. That's who I was thinking of. But Austin Kearns, your answer to the random ball player each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. When Keefe is guessing, we tend to get a lot more of these than the rest of us trying to stumble. Or I couldn't even come up with the name I was trying to think of.
Big trade. He was traded.
Austin Kearns? Jay Bruce.
Right before the trade deadline, 2006. With Felipe Lopez and Ryan Wagner to the Nationals for Bill Bray, Royce Clayton, Brendan Harris, Gary Majewski, and Daryl Thompson.
Oh, wow. That one got
like an 8-player deal.
The back page of the New York Post. Jay Bruce was a 3-time All-Star.
Yeah, Jay Bruce is solid.
Barking up the wrong tree there.
Yeah, you were.
He did play for the Yankees, though. So there you go. That is our random ball player every day in the grab bag. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons, 617-779-7937. That's your phone number to dial them up, and we'll get you the clip du jour next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
All right, back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. It is time for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, it's the clip of the day. I'm so glad you asked. And today, earlier on the show, we had a caller from, I'm trying to think where he was from. He may have mentioned that a time or two. Yeah. Here we go.
Let's go to Eric in San Diego. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Doing great.
Hey, calling out here from San Diego. I actually kind of just started listening to you guys out here in San Diego, the Odyssey app. It's Pat season, but I'm from Vermont, so make sure I'm staying up to date with what's going on.
Hell yeah.
You know, saw the Anthony deal yesterday. Obviously, you know, Brett is a Red Sox fan as well. But saw the Anthony deal, you know, out here in San Diego, eerily reminiscent to Jackson Merrill. I think Jackson got 9 for 135.
Sure.
And they were talking about it. They were talking about it yesterday. And I think in a lot of aspects, it makes sense because you've locked this kid up who's generational talent, I guess we're going to say, at a prime position at center field. No. You've locked him up till he's almost 30, and you get him all the way through his prime.
Right.
And now you open yourself up to, yeah, do you really make the push now to do something with Jaren Duran? Make sure that you have.
I'm not sure they're doing that, Eric.
Best idea.
Okay. Well, I'm happy with the college. So, Eric, I have a question for you. I caught that you were from Vermont. Where were you calling from again?
San Diego.
Okay, he's calling from. Yeah. There he is.
I thought after the fourth San Diego was a prank, but it wasn't. He just kept soldiering through. He's had a lot of takes.
He just started listening, so maybe he's a little nervous.
Happens.
Was that a compliment? Hey, guys, I just started listening on the Odyssey app.
In our famous new segment, is that a compliment? No. The answer to that would be no.
That is not. Okay.
But we do appreciate you listening and, of course, get us anywhere on the Odyssey app, wherever you happen to be.
Oh, it's great.
Whether it's San Diego or anywhere else.
It's a good product there, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Crossover is brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines Monday through Wednesday for their newest big deal meal, the Crispy Fried Twin Catch with North Atlantic Cod.
They named it
San Diego.
They did. And crispy shrimp, a lot of that in San Diego, I'd imagine, for just $14.99. You gotta love the nines. Andy Hart, what's up?
Long time no see.
I know,
seriously. A while. I haven't had one of these crossovers in...
No, dog's age. We can always see you guys down on the field where they had us banished way up top. Yeah, we can always see you.
I don't believe we've addressed that, have we?
Which?
You said he was Mike Reese?
Yeah, you were mocking me.
Well, no, I started getting
strays on the radio
I legit thought Mike Reese was you, and you were Mike Reese, which,
a lot of height jokes, a lot of mocking from afar.
Yeah, visor jokes.
But that's what it was. There was also visor jokes. It was Mike Reese, who is also a visor guy now.
Yeah, I learned that. That's what threw me off. I saw a little teeny itty bitty guy down there in a visor.
It's either Reese, Josh McDaniels, or Andy Hart. I can't tell which.
Oh, I'm the worst of that trio by far. Wow.
It's the visor crew, though. It's a good visor group.
Robert Kraft used to tell me that I looked like Josh McDaniels. Like, he'd see me sometimes and was like, is that Hart or McDaniels? The one I'm paying $1 million or the one I'm paying nothing?
A combined $1 million?
Yes. I pay those two. Yes, the old Babe Ruth or whatever. He and his brother hit the most home runs in history.
That's right.
What are you humming over there?
I said, interesting. That's all. Okay. Yeah, I was
good joint practice, though, yesterday.
Yeah, good to see some fights, although I'm still a little weird with how we're handling some of the Vrabel stuff from camp and how it would have been handled if the head coach was Mayo. Like, I feel like if Mayo had two fights, it'd be like, undisciplined football team, that's going to get you beat on Sundays.
Most likely,
When Vrabel does it, it's like, MAGA Patriots, let's go.
Well, I mean.
And or like Bedard's report that it's like the lightest.
I was just going to say that.
Do you agree with that?
No, I don't. I don't think it's the lightest. I think it's modern training camps.
Well, that's what I thought. I'm like, I don't know what all the rules are in the CBA, but I feel like they're kind of following them. They can't hit that much.
Was Mayo's pretty intense?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, that's the opposite of what Curran said.
And Mayo did a bunch of, if you guys remember, were you guys down there last year?
No.
You guys weren't on a show last year.
I was doing something different last year this time.
There was,
I was all of those Red Sox pregames. Somebody had to host those.
That's right. Yeah. Mayo had like calisthenics for like an hour where they would like run around these little circles and like do these little hurdles. And it was a whole thing. Like that's his tough. Wasn't even football.
Oh,
his was like
rough.
Just like track.
Well, I had him ready to go week one, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did he?
Yes.
Did he?
Week one?
Who played a bigger role in the Patriots winning week one? The Patriots or the Bengals?
Oh, the Bengals.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I'm ready to go ... against the
Jag
Bengals.
Jag tight end who was on the five, and he's like holding the ball up in the air to have it knocked out.
Sure.
That was stupid.
Yeah, that was tough.
What do you guys got today?
Are you 17. Putting your house on the Browns week one against the Bengals, or are the Browns too bad that they'll offset a bad start for the Bengals?
Oh, my, Shador. If he starts,
do you put your
the
house
Bengals
on the Browns?
Always lose
yeah.
early.
No, no, no. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Shador wins the in-state battle.
No, if it's Flacco, I'm in. If it's Shador, I might not be.
All right. Well,
and I like Shador.
Shador starting the Buffs the last couple years. They come right
tonight,
out the gates, don't they? Wow.
He is starting tonight against
the preseason football, Shador Sanders.
Where are you guys starting today? I know you asked Corey yesterday about Roman Anthony. He wasn't very revealing.
No, because it wasn't official yet. Yes. I actually now, in hindsight, when he walked in, he was like, I can't say much more. And I was like, we haven't talked yet. Like, your first words, I can't say much more. And I think that was Roman Anthony related.
Got it.
So, yeah, we'll start with Red Sox losing. Bad day for the general manager, Craig Breslow, even though he distracted people with a nice signing.
I was going to say, he puffed his chest out, had a big smile there.
And then he sucked it back in when his starting pitcher sucked and they lost for the first time in a while.
Tossing Jordan Hicks, too.
So, yeah, Jordan.
I
have no idea where it's going.
I didn't mean that. I was not trying to say
what are we doing?
I didn't finish my thought. Heart distracted me.
Ship. Roman Anthony. And the Red Sox, and a little, is Roman Anthony the face of the Red Sox already? Like, is he the face of that franchise over there? As he would
face.
Say.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
A lot of ladies have noticed that.
Chiseled out of granite.
I heard Fleming even last night noticing, like, when he was on deck or something, all these girls are coming up trying to take, like, selfies with him in the background. And he's living the good life.
He's doing all right.
If you could swap bodies with somebody for, like, a week, Roman Anthony pretty high on the list.
Megan Fox.
Wait, what?
Huh?
Wiggy's guy Bolo.
So, we'll have Tom Curran at 3:30. See if he wants to fight me this week about my wrongheadedness from 2 to 6.
Oh, yeah, he should, yeah.
I tend to fight a lot of people, so who knows? Could fight anybody at any time they come at me.
That's true. You had a big, did you have a squashing of beefs the other day?
Yeah, we had a Will Fleming played diplomat, brought us together, peace offerings. But you guys have bugs in here?
Yeah, there's like a flying ant in here. You're going to have to keep
your
head on a
swivel. We're back for the first day. There's bugs everywhere in here. What do you mean we haven't been here for 3 weeks?
We haven't either. We're at Fenway Park.
Fair.
So blame the morning show.
Right, fair. Morning show. Okay. All right. Yeah, you got us there. All right. Yeah. So stay tuned. WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, got hard. Yeah, got fit.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.